Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever wondered how men and women who reject the existence of God are able to deal with the deep questions of life, such as, why are we here? What is our origin? Where are we going? Is there any hope beyond the grave? Those questions have been raised by atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers. James Thompson, a 19th century British poet, expresses the pessimism of unbelief. Here faith died, poisoned by the carnal air. Here love died, stabbed by its own worship pair. Here hope died, starved out in its utmost lair. When faith and love and hope are dead indeed, can life still live? By what does it proceed? H.G. Wells was a brilliant writer, but did not believe in God. In one of his last books, Mind at the End of Its Tether, Wells wrote, "If my thinking has been sound, this world is at the end of its tether. The end of everything we call life is close at hand and cannot be avoided. I am convinced there is no way out. There is no way out or around or through. It is the end." Do you wonder now why Paul wrote, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." 1 Corinthians 15:19. The Apostle Paul wrote of the mystery, which had been hidden for ages and for generations, but is now made manifest to the saints. And what is the mystery or secret God had hidden in his mind? My friends, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. Please take note of the word hope in both of the passages I have just read to you. We just cannot overemphasize the importance of hope in human lives. Without hope, life would be miserable. Wells affirmed that the story of Pandora's box is a beautiful story because hope is at the bottom of it. Christians have a story which is far more beautiful than Pandora's box. And besides, it is true. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Hebrew writer calls hope the anchor of the soul. He wrote, "And so, after Abraham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that which is within the veil, where the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Hebrews 6, 15-20. Have you ever stood by the bedside of a loved one or a friend and have the doctor to say, "There is no hope"? How terribly disconcerting. But if the person who is critically ill is a faithful child of God, you almost certainly will have a different reaction than if he or she has never had any time for God. The reason is very simple. You have hope that when that person dies, he or she will go to be with God. That was Paul's reason for exhorting the Thessalonians. "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them who are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. But if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 and 14. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.